The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, the week of August 21st. I'm glad you could join us today, where we will continue our discussion of all things needed to educate you on your retirement and wealth accumulation in terms of doing it in a tax-efficient manner. We hope to enable our clients to achieve a higher level of wealth by utilizing tax. The tax code correctly allows us to save tax dollars, what I refer to as tax leverage, that can be used to invest in, most of our clients are invested in real estate, be it single family properties or more. Most of them are in real estate private partnership syndications involving apartment buildings, and some that are doing office buildings and several other segments of the commercial real estate space, which tend to have higher longer-term returns than the single-family market. Single families also provide above-average returns if you understand how to undertake those acquisitions and manage them. And I would encourage all listeners that if you don't have some investment real estate, learn how to acquire, manage, and very importantly, exit those investments to make money and continue to move up the food chain, so to speak. And we feel like the multifamily space is absolutely the more productive, longer-term investment, especially when you understand how little as a passive investor in these partnerships that you actually have to do. It's pretty attractive for those of us that want our own life in terms of not having to be bothered with some of the details. I do want to elaborate on the disclaimer you heard at the top on the way into the show to just indicate that just because you're listening to this show today, or you find us on a website or a podcast, or you email us or send us a contact us request, that I, Nathan Ross, nor MP Ross CPAs, nor anyone else affiliated with us becomes your accountant, your tax pro, or tax advisor, and that we strongly encourage you to check with your own professionals, be they tax, legal, investment advisor, etc., that very importantly understands what you're about, what your facts and circumstances are, so that they can determine whether something you heard on this show or any other show. I would tell you, don't do anything based on what you hear on a radio show or a podcast or read on our website without first letting someone that understands your facts and circumstances review it, make sure it's current information. All of our discussions are thought to be current as of today's date. That said, as you well know, if you're watching the news, the tax legislative scene is moving very quickly right now. It's a blur at the moment as to all the proposals, the rules, the legislation that may or may not pass, and the legislation that might be retroactive, or it may be taking effect next year, if ever. You know, the little power struggles within Congress are always interesting to watch. But in any event, you don't want to do anything without checking with someone that knows your facts and circumstances. Now, if you want us to take a look at your facts and circumstances so that we could potentially opine about your specific situation, you are more than welcome to go to our website at baplanner.com. That's BEAPLANNER.com. And you will see at the top of that site a intake form link that has some forms that if you'll complete those will give me enough information to try to assess your particular situation. And then we also have a call scheduler there. Schedule a call, I think is what the link says, and you are more than welcome to go schedule an introductory call. Whether you fill out the forms or not, I'll take you know, a few minutes to chat with you, make sure you're a fit, and then if we can find out more about you, we'll absolutely be able to tell you how some of the strategies that we discuss here on the air might apply. You know, I it's been an interesting week in Washington, not so much on the tax front, but I have to think that the tax legislation that's in progress might take a different turn, just given the lack of confidence now that I think a lot of the parties on both sides of the aisle, a lot of the folks that are both Democrats and Republicans may be thinking that, hey, if we can't execute on what should have been a very carefully planned and scheduled extraction of our American brothers and sisters from Afghanistan, how do we know that we're being told the right things and the right outcomes on everything else dealing with the legislation? And, you know, I know that, you know, there's a lot of components in a $3.5 trillion piece of legislation, not to mention the $1.2 trillion we already have. And I'm willing to bet you that there's a lot of stuff in those bills that very few people understand or know. They've been slipped in, as they always are. It doesn't matter which side of the aisle we're talking about. The committees and the staffs of congressmen in large measure write the legislation. And you only learn about it later. As Nancy Pelosi famously said, we got to pass it so we can read it. Well, you know, that's not exactly true. You can read it well before it passes if you have an opportunity. And, of course, the folks that craft these provisions are expert at burying and hiding these provisions. And there's provisions literally in the tax code that applies to one taxpayer, but it doesn't say who the taxpayer is. It defines it in such a fashion that it's a certain a party, whether it's a university or whether it's a big company. It could be a small company, although that's highly unusual unless that small company is extremely lucrative and can afford high dollar representation when it comes to the lobbyists that are involved. But it's interesting that what's happened in Washington, I think, I'm starting to see some rumors that, you know, it may be even harder to pass the legislation. I hear the music. We're coming up to a break. So if you'd like to call in, feel free to call 281-558-5738 or shoot me a text at 713-782-1900. We'll be right back.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
The Three Amigos.
You all are appointment listening. I listen to you every Friday afternoon. Everything stops for you all.
The Three Amigos. Make an appointment every Friday afternoon at 4 on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
With Houston Methodist Virtual Urgent Care, you can skip the drive and the waiting room and connect to our board-certified providers from your computer, tablet, or mobile phone. Virtual urgent care visits are available 24/7, no appointment needed, even on weekends and holidays. Now you can get the same trusted care you expect from Houston Methodist, wherever you are, whenever you need us.
To learn more, visit HoustonMethodist.org. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Mercy Ships is putting faith into action to help the forgotten poor. And our newest state-of-the-art hospital ship with volunteer medical staff and crew will double our ability to help those who need it most. Go to MercyShips.org today.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. And that's my favorite Neil Diamond show or song. And I hope you might consider this show somewhat of an exit that's long overdue. From working in this particular space where basically we work at the intersection of the real estate tax rules and the retirement plan tax rules and private syndications or real estate private partnerships, and then you layer on that the current rage within tax planning is trying to get people to the zero tax bracket even as the rates are going the other way. And it's interesting that of the 70,000 pages of the tax code, which I hear that number thrown out a lot. I'm not going to dispute that it's 70,000. I don't know, but I wonder what typeface that's in, because the code that I have, hard copy, is, I don't know, it's more than a couple thousand. But bottom line is, of the 70,000, let's stipulate that that's the number. Clearly, 90% or more of those pages are dealing with how to avoid being taxed as opposed to how you're actually going to be taxed. And I think that's encouraging, and that gives us many options that if you understand how to execute your investments, you can actually achieve even more financial freedom than the financial freedom that I hear others talk about, including I think the show that comes on right before mine. I believe it still comes on. I wasn't able to listen today. I'm assuming it did, but I hear every week as I'm getting ready for my show, and I've got it on in the background, I hear about how, you know, we're going to achieve financial freedom by doing the things that they say. And truthfully, I've got a lot of clients that are members of that investor platform and others, but that's one that's near and dear to my heart. I know the realities of what goes on with that platform, and I fully stipulate that there are winners occasionally. I can also tell you that I've got careful analysis of many of the partnerships in that are off that platform, where, you know, the returns are somewhat or a lot less significant than what, you know, you're hearing on the air. And again, I understand we interview winners. We don't interview losers very often. It's like a football game. And I guess loser's kind of a harsh term, but all I'm trying to say is when I hear stories about 250% returns with just 2 years into a transaction, that tells me that something happened that wasn't planned. There is no private partnership that I'm familiar with, that organization or any others, where the private placement memorandum that you would be given to analyze whether you would like to invest in that transaction would show a 250% return. That happens because of, I don't know. I know one of those transactions had a flood, Hurricane Harvey, I believe it was,
produced a scenario where I don't even think the project was more than a year old, and it just happened that somebody that was working the area wanted that property. This is a multifamily property, and offered a price that translated to a 300% return. So that happens, but that's not the norm. In fact, I was just looking at my spreadsheet where I've got 40 plus transactions listed, and projected cash on cash returns, actual cash on cash returns, and the projected ranges, you know, a couple percent per year up to maybe 12 or so, and actual on the large majority, well, not even the majority, I would say on 90 plus percent of these transactions is a lot of them are less than 2% annually. Some of them are a little bit higher. And then there's some grand slams. There's some 25s, 30s, et cetera, that happened. And so you have to – and the only reason I'm bringing this up, I'm not warning you off of any investment platform. I'm going to tell you, in spite of the fact that you can invest now directly with some of the syndicators involved, the sponsors, the lead partners, if you will. Despite that, I'm going to suggest you need the camaraderie and the group of like-minded people that you may find at assorted of the Houston platforms, including my favorite, which is the Total Wealth Academy that Steve Davis operates, and Steve's been doing this for a long time, although this Total Wealth Academy is his latest endeavor. It's a year and a half or so since he started it. And I'm going to suggest to you there are significant intangible benefits, whether you choose to invest through that platform or not, that you gain by being involved with a group like Steve's, getting coaching from a guy like Steve, who understands and has been around the real estate block and blocks multiple times, been to the finish line, and you benefit from that perspective. You also benefit from the perspective of the other members who have already gone before you in many cases to where they know a particular lead partner or sponsor, and they can give you some idea of their experience, how they were treated, how you know they've invested in the performances, etc. And then you'll also become acquainted with folks like my firm, since we're a vendor in Steve's program. And you know, we hope and we do our best to create significant value from our exchanges, and including looking at the specific investments that you're contemplating, to understand what you're signing up for, and hopefully keep you focused on investments that, you know, the pro formas may say 7 or 8% a year, but you end up at 10. I mean, you know, there's telltale signs that at least we have a chance at doing better than the average, and understand that you're anytime you invest, you're investing off of pro forma, prospective data. If you waited until the transaction was successful, you wouldn't be able to invest it near the same price, right? So in any event, we're looking at things like we had a transaction come out this week that looks to be a very attractive proposition, and so we're analyzing it now for multiple of our clients. And we're looking at the assumptions on you know, rental rate growth. We're looking at, you know, this particular project has a two-phase opportunity where you're buying some units that are already built, already on the ground, already 95% occupied, and then you've got the additional acreage available to double the unit count. And this is what we would call a Class A class apartment, which, you know, the typical breakdowns are A, B, C, D. I don't know of any E's, but let's just say from top to bottom, the A's are the ones that somebody like here in Houston, Camden Property Trust, would invest in. They're, you know, $250,000 to $300,000 per door, new construction typically. And this property fits in that group, which is unusual because it's in a great location. It's in Texas, and its all-in cost is about $175,000, $177,000 or so per door. That's unusual for A or Class A product. That said, it's not on the ground. Half of it still has to be completed. It's got to be funded with a lender's approval, which has not occurred yet because they don't own the property yet. They believe they have the funding lined up. And then it also doesn't have final permits. The tentative permits are issued, I guess, or they're available. I don't think they've been issued. But bottom line is it's highly likely it's going to happen. And why do I mention all this? Because there's risk. You need to understand, if you're hearing the sound of my voice and you're thinking, you know, a 32 to 35% IRR is something I'd like to sign up for, which I'm assuming most of you would, you have to understand how that occurs. And as an example with this project, if we found out at some point that, you know, we've invested our money and phase one happens, which is obviously the one where the units are already sitting there, already 95% occupied, cash flowing, et cetera. But let's say there something occurs that prevents phase two from occurring. Well, that's going to have a big impact on our projected return. So, you know, we're looking at the math involved in all cases. And we'll analyze, well, what if phase one is the only phase that happens? What does that do to a $100,000 investment? And so these are the kind of things we do in addition to making sure that the document set comports to what we understand the rules are and you know, give you some idea of all the provisions in that agreement, the waterfall provisions on distributions, how funds will be allocated between the sponsored team and the passive investment side. You don't have to do this on your own. And in fact, I would advise you shouldn't do it on your own, in spite of what you're told by some of the platforms, because unless you've done it a lot and understand that every transaction, literally every transaction, even if you've done three transactions with the same promoter or the same sponsor, this next one's going to be different. And the split on the fees, the assorted fees, acquisition fees, construction management fees, refinance fees, disposition fees, if you don't understand how that affects the return of or on your capital, that's a concept that's critical that you understand that, because that affects how much money you get out of the deal before you get to the, or as you get to the finish line. And so again, as a firm, that's the bulk of what we do in addition to planning. You know, we are planners, and most accountants, most tax strategists, or not strategists, tax preparers are reporters. They report what happened last year. We're looking at next year and the years after, the rest of your life, basically, with some of the strategies that will help you implement that will work to increase your wealth accumulation due to the fact that you'll have some additional funds to invest that come off of tax savings. We're coming up on a second break. Again, if you would like to, if you have a question, want to call us, the number is 281-558-5738. Or you can send me a text to 713-782-1900. And if you would like to see an illustration of the four ways you can control your retirement funds, go to baplanner.com and scroll to the bottom. And when you see the very colorful one-page image, we'll take your data and prepare something similar if you want to see what your future could look like with your retirement money once you take control. Okay, we're going to the second break. We'll be back shortly, and hope you can join us. Must come down.
I'm learning to fly. Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter?
A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at beaplanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Universal Propane Grill and Light is where all the grill masters shop for top-tier quality products to barbecue or cook a great piece of meat. Owner Bob Fulton always emphasizes to me the importance of selling a great quality product, whether it's a new grill or one of the many outdoor kitchen accessories. Don't be fooled by buying products online. I assure you, you're not getting what you're paying for. Stop by Universal Propane Grill and Light and allow Bob Fulton to explain and inform you on true quality products. With the huge showroom floor at Universal Propane Grill and Light, you're able to get a hands-on education. Universal Propane Grill and Light stands behind their products. No knockoffs that will corrode, break down, and fall apart after a few uses. Shop where all the grill masters go. Universal Propane Grill and Light, 9106 FM 1960 West, just west of 249. Give Bob a call today at 281-894-8878 or visit their website, gasgrillwarehouse.com. Universal Propane Grill and Light.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. We're back for the third segment of the show, and I just got an email from one of my clients that said he's listened to the show and from his office here on a Saturday, and he mentioned one of his dear friends passed away. I'm sorry to hear that, and as he ends the message, says, you know, take care of yourself and your family. This life is too precious, and I agree with that. And I'm going to call him John to protect his anonymity, and just tell you that, John, I just got a new shipment of my ivermectin in here in Thailand, where I am living for the moment due to COVID, my second home. And I feel empowered now that I have that, along with all my vitamin D and zinc, etc. And I tell you, there's a lot of ways of dealing with COVID. And I've got another very near-term story. One of my prospective clients just went through it with his family, and he's a Dr. Hotze patient. And, of course, Dr. Hotze had him on ivermectin and an assorted cocktail. And he said, you know, we all got a little congestion, but that was about the extent of it. And I got to tell you, and I know this deviates from investing in real estate, but hey, we want you to be able to invest in real estate for a long time. And we know that most of our listeners, because I know, because I hear from people, agree that there's more than one way to, quote, skin the cat, I guess, when it comes to staying healthy and avoiding COVID. And, you know, here overseas, you know, we had a total of 61 deaths from COVID here in Thailand out of 70 million people up until about 3 or 4 months ago. And now we're up over 6,000. The Delta variant is hit kind of like the India scenario, where, you know, we've had, we're over 25,000 confirmed cases a day right now, or maybe over 20. I think it may have settled a bit. But bottom line is, you go from thinking you're invincible when you've only had 61 to where now you realize, maybe I don't want to go to the grocery store today after all. You know, maybe I'll have something delivered. And so anyway, I'm prepared on that front. We were talking about what we do as a firm in terms of looking at private placement syndications for our clients. And, you know, I know I've got clients that run the gamut from they're being very experienced and they still want that sanity check that comes with a different set of eyes looking at the same data. And I'm going to tell you, you and I can drive by two different properties as an example, which, by the way, that's another good reason to consider these private, you know, real estate partnership syndications, because in large measure, the Texas market is like the hotbed for apartment syndications, and you'd be surprised how many of those syndications are down the street or around the corner from you, or the properties are that are being acquired, to where you can actually drive by and see it. And I'll never forget, I had a client here a few years ago that was entertaining the notion of investing in a transaction, and she had never seen this property out in the Greens Point area. We'll say it again. And was being told that, you know, this property's rental rates were likely to go up 15-20% over the next 5, 6, 7 years because of the things this sponsor was going to be able to achieve. And she called me and said, hey, what do you think about this transaction? And I happened to be in town that week. I have a couple offices when I am in the country there in Houston and San Antonio. And I said, well, you know, I'm here. And, of course, I used to office right there in the area. I was well aware that Goldman Sachs had acquired 19 of the 21 properties there east of I-45, south of Greens Road, north of Beltway 8. I knew exactly where that property was, and I didn't say anything to her, but I was thinking, well, it's either going to have, it's probably going to have some barbed wire around the fence tops, because that's how so many properties in that area are, unfortunately. And I knew that Goldman Sachs had limped away. Of course, they're the smartest guys in the room, if you'll remember the history with the Lehman Brothers debacle. But in any event, I knew they'd limped away with a massive loss on that $150 million acquisition. Again, 19 properties out of the 21 in that little area I just mentioned. And so sure enough, I drove by, and it wasn't as bad as I thought. It was actually worse, because that property didn't have any barbed wire around the fence, but the ones on both sides of it did. And I guess I would look at that and say, well, you know, if I'm a criminal, I don't think like a criminal, I hope I don't, I would go where it's easiest. If I see alarm stickers on, you know, four homes in a row, and then I see one that doesn't have it, I would assume that's probably the one that a thief would want to take a chance on. And I would tell you that, you know, you've really got to be careful in the private real estate partnership space. The fees are very attractive, especially right now. There's a lot of new fees that are popping up. I mentioned the list earlier, and I'm just telling you, you don't have to invest with syndicators that have that set of fees, or if they do, there's a reason. They're fully disclosed. They've been to the finish line many times. And they execute their pro forma. And, you know, the critical issue on executing the pro forma, and again, I was just referring back to my spreadsheet, is that, you know, you're going to get projected, or you're going to see projections that show 11 or 12%, and the actual returns may be 2% in a given year. Of course, they could be 20% the next year, but the problem is, you don't know. And if you're new, you don't understand maybe the assumptions. You don't understand that a property located in Greens Point section of Houston, unless it's unusual, is not going to be able to raise the rents 20% over the next 5, 6, 7 years. It's not going to happen. And if you think it is, you need to ask for some history from that sponsor or that lead partner on what else they've done and what other areas and how they executed. What did they raise rents to in those situations? And again, there are some lead partners or sponsors, I keep using those words interchangeably, that are better than others or do have experience in certain aspects, and they understand that they can take a beat up old Class C apartment in the right location and add a smart home package to the units. They can add a dog run, they can add a media room, they can add covered parking or garages. There's a lot of things they can do to change that key variable we refer to as net operating income, which is how apartments are valued in terms of the sales or what we call the trade, where we're trading properties. And unlike a single-family property, which no matter how well you operate a single-family rental, you're capped. The value of that property is based on what your neighbor three blocks away sold his or her property for 2 weeks or 2 months ago. That's what a new buyer walking up is going to offer you. Whatever the per square foot is, they're going to be in that range. It doesn't matter how much rent you're getting if it's a rental property. And so that's your limit. Whereas in the multifamily investment space, we trade apartments based on like a normal business would be valued, where it's based on the income stream that those assets in capable hands are able to generate. And we're looking at it thinking of ways that the current owner has either not been able or didn't want to spend the time and effort, didn't want to invest the capital in upgrading that property to achieve a higher bottom line, which again, net operating income is the large, one of two large components that dictate the sales value. And that's what allows an experienced operator to acquire what I would call a beat up Class C apartment building and spend the right amount of capital and perhaps some TLC even, just depends on the property, depends on the location, and depends on their ability to execute a marketing plan that maybe is better than the last owner. And 6 months to a year later, they're able to sell, or not sell, they're able to refinance that property with a new lender and pull a massive amount of money out. I've seen many transactions where the initial investors get all their capital back in 1 to 2 years on the initial refinance, and then they continue to own it. They refinance again in 2, 3, 4 years, pull out the rest of their money maybe if they didn't make it on the first round, and then finally a couple, 3 years later, they sell it and make even more money. So, you know, these are investments that if they're operated properly will typically generate between 10 to 30% on average per year once you've gone full cycle and you've experienced the refinances and the sell. And then, of course, the interim cash flow, just because your rents equal your expenses at some point. You add all that up when you're 7, 8, you know, 10 years out, and you'll see that on average you're going to be right in that 10 to 30% range, typically, sometimes higher and I'm sure sometimes lower, but not to say that you know, you've got many better choices. I mean, if you think an oil and gas well is going to get you there, that's more of a dice roll than what we call the black box that is an apartment, where we have a pretty good idea what's going to come out the other end. Okay, we're getting ready to come up on the last break before we get to the final segment. And again, if you'd like to have a question, shoot me a text at 713-782-1900 or call 281-558-5738, 281-558-558, rather, KSEV, the voice of Texas. We'll be right back.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
If you're looking to sell or buy a home and in need of the best realtors out there, look no further than the Matthews team at RE/MAX Legends. Ronnie and Kathy Matthews have instilled in each and every team member their hard work and honest values, and believe me, it's paid off. This incredible team's agents has an average tenure of over 10 years, so it's clear that the Matthews team truly knows the Houston area market and what it takes to get a home sold quickly. They're employee-owned, they care about their clients, and they always go the extra mile to ensure that each sale and purchase is seamless and smooth. The Matthews team are the number one RE/MAX team in Texas and have been for over 20 years. Call the Matthews team at 281-440-7900 or see for yourself and go online at ronnieandkathy.com. They sell over 900 homes a year, and they know every inch of the buying and selling market in the greater Houston area. Call the Matthews team. I chose them as my realtor, and you should too. The Matthews team and RE/MAX Legends, your realtor for life. 281-440-7900. That's 281-440-7900.
Welcome back to the Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA. We're into our fourth and final segment. And again, if you want to ask a question before we get to the end here, 281-558-5738 is the number. I got a raft of questions in from last week's show where we talked about Roth conversions, and I'm not going to read emails, because there's too many issues here. I'm going to just go down the list of what I see some of the conversion concepts are, some of the benefits, some of the opportunities, especially as the tax rates go up, which they must due to the size of the deficit and the growing, ever-increasing interest that gets paid on that debt and our as a percentage of our tax collections as a nation, and it's growing at an alarming rate. If you'd like to see the tax debt clock, go to truthinaccounting.org, and I'm telling you, you can't get a number tapped into your calculator fast enough to do the whatever math you want to do out there. But anyway, it's interesting to watch that how fast per minute that the debt is increasing because of the interest on the debt. Reasons that we would, or let's talk about some basic Roth conversion concepts here quickly. And this applies in most cases, whether it's a Roth IRA or whether it's a Roth 401, which, as many of you know, if you've listened to the show, one of our leading strategies is the concept of implementing a 401 trust, which is a self-directed model of the big company 401. Which we can do for those that qualify, and having some self-employment income, whether it's a side gig or you're an attorney, accountant, realtor, consultant, or some other practitioner, there's many ways to qualify with some self-employment income, whether it's, you know, several hundred dollars a year or whether it's, you know, $500,000 a year, and we've got people at both ends of the spectrum. In any event, the first thing to understand is that if you convert a Roth, and this is true whether you're doing this in your big company plan or you're doing the self-directed model, and again, we work with people that are employees at larger companies, and that's their passion, and they want to continue to contribute to retirement, and their company is maybe one of the 60% now of the large plans that offer a Roth conversion, which it's not all of them certainly, but it's a lot of them, and there's some really good ways that you can take advantage of that. And once you realize the math behind, I think the big fallacy, the hook, line, and sinker that we've all bought at one point or another in our life, is that the beauty of the 401k is that we can get a tax write-off here in the current year. And that is true. However, it's getting ready to be diluted somewhat for higher compensated folks if the tax law passes, it's proposed. And basically, there will be a leveling effect as to how much that write-off is. Lower compensated employees will generally get the same amount that will get the same amount as the higher comps. And so anyway, just some basic issues. Income taxes will be due on the Roth conversion. So if you take money out of the pre-tax side of your 401k, which is probably where most of your funds are now, and convert to Roth, you're going to owe tax. And we're going to suggest that the best way to fund that tax is from outside the 401k plan, from your taxable accounts. In other words, the pool of money that we'd want to tap for, or you'd want you to tap to pay the tax, if you want to be the absolute most efficient way of doing it, would be a taxable account like a money market. In other words, it's not going to be a Roth IRA, or it's not going to be by selling some of your tax-free bonds. We wouldn't want to use that money. That'd be second choice, perhaps. And then third choice would be paying it from within the 401, which that's kind of, you know, killing the geese that are laying the golden, the compounded golden eggs. We hope you're making money on your 401. And if I guess in large measure, people that want to make more money on their 401 are the ones that come to us, and they get collaterally, they get involved in investment grade real estate, whether that's single family or these private partnerships. So Roth conversions are permanent. They cannot be undone. And income tax at ordinary income tax rates will be paid on all pre-tax funds converted to the Roth IRA. However, once the funds are in the Roth IRA or 401, they will grow income tax-free for the life of the Roth IRA owner. Now understand, when it comes to real estate private partnership syndications, this is not a true statement. And most of the people that I encounter that have Roth IRAs invested in real estate private partnerships are surprised or shocked in some cases to understand that if there's debt involved, in other words, leverage is being used with that partnership acquisition that they invested in, that they owe tax, because there's a provision under the tax code for IRAs and other retirement accounts, except for the Roth 401 and the pre-tax 401 both, that they are subject to the UBIT tax, which has a component that taxes you if there's leverage. And so the Roth 401 has that advantage. That's one advantage. There's several advantages. There's a couple disadvantages, but suffice it to say, that is a very attractive option, is the Roth 401, if you currently have funds. So anyway, moving on, understand that Roth IRAs are included in your estate. So, you know, you do have that prospective tax as well. And so moving on with basic concepts, Roth distributions, and I'm going to say IRA or 401, they're somewhat similar in this fashion, can be withdrawn tax-free if the Roth funds are held for 5 years, and that's an and condition, until you're age 59 and a half. Then all distributions will be tax-free, including distributions to your beneficiaries if that were to occur after you pass. There are no life, now here's a difference between the 401 Roth and the IRA Roth or Roth IRA. No lifetime RMDs required minimum distributions apply to a Roth IRA owner. Now, if you're a beneficiary, most non-spousal beneficiaries will be subject to a 10-year payout rule, which came about as part of the SECURE Act a year and a half ago. It's not going to be taxable, but you can't just leave it sitting in the Roth forever. So in any event, when we do Roth, the thing we're looking at constantly is what's the optimal amount of that conversion. Every client, every taxpayer is a little bit different, because the tax rate is likely going to vary across the board. So we're looking to convert the funds when you're in a low point within your taxable income, if that's possible, may not be. Of course, it depends on how fast we got to move if there's going to be higher tax rates. But bottom line is we're going to look at how much money you're earning this year, whether you've got any special events like maybe a capital gain coming off of an investment, a sizable capital gain. We want to stay out of the brackets up above the 24% bracket, which is up in the mid-200s, I believe. I don't have my tables in front of me, but I believe it's in the mid-200s for a married filing joint. And we also want to look at what your future tax rates are going to be. And, of course, right now that's kind of hard to say. But for those of you that tell me, well, you know, gee, I've got $1 million in my 401, and my response is, well, how much of that's yours? And, of course, people look at you like, well, what do you mean? It's like, well, you know, you got a partner there. It's called a government. It's called the government. They own a big chunk of that. And the problem for you is we don't know how much that amount is because we don't know when you're going to pull the trigger, or we don't know what the tax rates are going to be once you start withdrawing. So the ability to convert at historically low tax rates, I'm going to say it again, historically low tax rates, and you're in my lifetime, is something you really ought to consider. And that's where you tell the government, hey, here's your share, and then you're done with the government for the rest of your life on those funds. It's very attractive. In any event, some of the bottom line reasons to convert: pay tax once and never again. And for those of you that are joining investor platforms that tell you you should rip the Band-Aid off on your retirement funds today, go ahead and pay the tax. And I'm not talking about doing it on a conversion, on a Roth conversion, because you're going to control your money and you'll be done with the IRS. That's not a true statement, and we can circle back and address that again at some point. But pay tax once and never again gives you a kind of a tax insurance policy of locking in today's lowest tax rates, removes the uncertainty of the future tax rates, et cetera. I wanted to real quickly address a question. I just had someone text me because we're getting ready to go off the air. Let's see. John, in your personal opinion, only from various inputs of investors in the market, does it appear the real estate market's getting better, improving, or more favorable as opposed to 6 months ago? Should we passive investors start aggressively looking to invest in more deals? I would tell you to invest in the right deals. I mentioned the Class A opportunity that I was reviewing this week. The Class A market is expected to suffer the least, if at all, from the COVID moratoriums that will eventually come off. And further, GlobeStreet.com, you might want to sign up for alerts, news alerts on that. They track these things for the real estate business, especially the multifamily. They had an article this week that I think was telling that says that the Class A landlords have been able to raise their rental rates 8-9% over the last 12 months. All other classes are down 4-5%. So I'm going to tell you our focus is probably changing a little bit. But in any event, it's we make money in the up and down market, as the expression goes. It's a matter of knowing what you're signing up for. Okay, we're coming up to the end of the show. Thanks for joining us this week. We look forward to next week, and as normal, we'll pick up with these real estate syndications, Roth conversions, and other planning strategies. Look forward to next week.
Thanks for listening
to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA.
Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of
the Be a Planner Show
right here on AM 700 KSEV.